So you were in elementary school, so you're learning Chumash. So you probably, at some point, read the Psukim of Zerah Vashayli. You probably learned Parshas Noso sometime. If you were very, very lucky, maybe you even learned Sefer Vayikra, so maybe you learned a little bit about the Parsha of Tzipor Metzora. So when you were, I don't know, second grade, third grade or so, when you're learning those Psukim, right? Okay, for sure. So you probably didn't think of the following question. You probably didn't think, gee, wait a second. When it comes to the Parsha of Zerah Vashayla, the Torah is telling me... There's a din of some kind of a din of bittul, and not as there a din of bittul. The Torah is potentially telling me an unbelievable chiddush. And what's the unbelievable chiddush? That's something that I never would have been able to do on my own. What would I not have been able to do on my own without the chiddush of Torah? What would I have thought? I would have thought that what? That ain't valis l'chila. No, that's not really what it is. Well, I would have thought that. The Torah is telling me, what's the chiddush? Not that it's mut levata. What's the chiddush? It's a mitzvah levata, but mut levata. Of course, you're laughing about. What do I know? You're laughing about the sum of chachila min haTorah. What's the shaila? So, if you went to elementary school in the yeshiva of the who, of the Taisis that we don't know who they were, but the Taisis of the Ryan quote, so that's what you would have walked away with. You would have said, "Zrob b'sheila," it's a gevaldik chiddush, a murdering chiddush, unsaid any other area of halacha. But that's only vis-a-vis the din of mitzvah levatel. But in terms of the hetzel levatel, so it could be that nothing's so terrible about being levatel yisurim lechetchila, the love of their eisa. Then you get a little bit further in Chumash, or a little bit backwards in Chumash, and you get to the parasha of Tzipor Metzora. So you come to the realization that everything is different. Why? Because what does the Gemara say about Tzipor Metzora? We know for a fact that it is inconceivable that the Torah would have told us to take a bird that's straight and send it out to the wild. Why? Because by doing so, that would be a terrible, terrible takola. What's the gefelech takola, sending out the stray for bird? What's the terrible takola? Someone's going to eat this stray for bird, right? What's the answer? Is that a takola? What kind of takola is that? Everybody knows. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows. You're in third grade already. You know this already because you already learned Pashas Mishpatim. So you already know there's a din of Bittul Barov, right? You know this Bittul Barov, so why that called takola? So it must be what the takola that Chazal is referring to is the takola what? Levat l'isur. Oh, Zeb and Fandal, there's a din of Eim Levat l'Sarachim, even on level of Deraisa. So this was again third, fourth, maybe fifth grade. You learned three Pashas in Chumash. You learned Mishpatim, you learned, what else did you learn? You learned Mitzora, you learned Naso. It's the word for good luck to pilot Achrei Mos, also about Dabba Pada Masor, but that probably doesn't mean too much for us. So you walked away with the following dilemma. This was your problem. You want to know, Rabbi, tell me, Rebbe, my Cheder Rebbe, tell me, Rebbe, are you allowed to be mevatlus and chilo or not? What's the deal? So the Cheder Rebbe in Prague in the 1700s says he has no the answer. This is a very, very good question. Right? You're good, you'll yingle ask this kasha. What's the difference between the Pirate Sarah, where clearly there is some kind of Nisudir Ais involved? In contrast to Zerah B'Sheila, which sounds like it should be Hetter Gomer. So they asked the principal, what does the principal say? He doesn't know, it's a really, really good question. So who do they go to in Prague in the 1700s? They go to the rabbi, the chief rabbi in Prague. Who's the rabbi in Prague? The Heilige Neid Behuda. So the Heilige Neid Behuda, the Goyim Shibu Goyim Goyim Goyim, the place of Kador, is posed with this question, and tell me, Yomadein Rabbeinu, what's the difference between the two? So Kum Tanei Di Behuda with the following shara, following compliments. He says the two magic words that answer all questions in Ashir. One is Eim Avat L'Chachila Deraisa. What's the answer? It depends. What does it depend upon? It depends on the nature of Tarevus that you're doing. And that's where we left off yesterday. So we had to get everyone awake now. That's the deal, says Tanei Di Behuda. The big difference between the two, the difference that's relevant, true and relevant, because one is Yavish B'Yavish, and one is Lach B'Lach. If it's Tarevis Lach B'Lach, so then it's Mutal Avat L'Yisur L'Chachila, that's what the Taisa says, that's what the Ram says. Mutal Min HaTorah L'Avat L'Yisur L'Chachila Lach B'Lach, and Yavish B'Yavish, in the case of Tzipor Metzora, that would in fact be an Issa D'Yaraisa. That is the MS, says it.
the person who shalach, why are we saying it's going to be a but pito barov? Balei chayim and not mitzvot.
Yeah, the chumah with your rabbanon balei chayim in the table. Only with your rabbanon. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you had in mind some type of stuff for the Eli. I know you had in mind, but I'm not the zayach today. Okay, maybe later in the year, but flash this other video. Okay, fine. So back to Askeri. So this is the chilik of the Nebuchadnezzar, but the Nebuchadnezzar doesn't just say it. He's formulating. He's got to make it clear for a three-year-old, right? You got to tell the cheder kids have to understand the chiluk. So we're at least the cheder kids of the Prague. Yeah.
So the Raivad, right.
We're going to see how the Mishnah will go both ways. This may be the same as Medasa, Tais, Medasa, Rai. So what's the Bira Dover? So we started the end of the Shia yesterday by developing the Sisa, which we've already spoke about in the past, but just more ammunition for our Yisrael. That Bittul of Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish are not just physically different, but they're halachically, conceptually very different from one another. Bittul, Yavish B'Yavish, the Issa is still here. The bottom line is the Dover also still here, and therefore, therein lies the problem in the Torah. You can't be Mevatul Issa L'Chachiva because even after the Bittul, the Issa is still present. When it comes to Lach Balach, the Issa is in a sense commanded the Issa Dover. The Issa doesn't exist anymore. It's totally unidentifiable, totally unrecognizable, and therefore it's commanded the Issa, and as commanded the Issa, there's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with being Mevatul Issur? It's not Issa, it's a Dover Mutter. So when you have a Taravis, Yavish B'Yavish, even the Yachah B'Tulo, it's still labeled in a sense like a Dover Asur, and therein lies the problem of Ein Mevatul Issur L'Chilo Love of Der Issa. Lach Balach, Li'acha Bitulo, it's Kamanda Leisa, and therefore there's no problem whatsoever. That's the pshar, that's the compromise of the Nebuchadnezzar. In order to just highlight this and to really concretize this distinction, the Nebuchadnezzar has to really prove to you that this point is correct. So the basic thrust of his proof is as follows. We just very, very ended the shiur yesterday, pick up from that Nakuda. Says the Nebuchadnezzar, how would you know when any taroves is mutter because it's command Leisa, or it's mutter even though it's command Isa? How would you ever ultimately know that? Says to me, the answer is very simple. I have a taroves in front of me. You name the taroves. Tell me the taroves. Give me a taroves. Your choice. Yavish B'Yavish. Which one do you want to start with? Yavish B'Yavish. Yavish B'Yavish. I'm going to prove to you, says the Nebuchadnezzar, that a taroves of Yavish B'Yavish, it's not open yet. It's not Kamandal Esa Dami. You know what my unbelievable proof is? Something can change in the future that can bring the Issa right back to life again. You know what that something is? A very simple thing. It's easy. Easier said than done. What? Elio. Okay, bring out your guitars, but say Shabbos, get that kumzitz rolling. Elio Hanavi, Elio Tiki, Elio Tiki, Elio Tiki, Elio. And he's going to point to, and he's going to say, you see that bird over there? That's the trefa bird. You see that bird over there? That's the heta bird. Yavish B'Yavish, three pieces of meat, two shchutas, one nevela. And the other is going to come and tell you, no. This is ice taravis. Because we, in this world, with our limited knowledge of the metzias, we cannot identify which is us, which is butta. So therefore, it's not nikaris. If it would be nikaris, if it's recognizable to us, if you have three salamis, two that say on them in big bold letters, what? What's the name? Come on. Boar's head, and one that says in big bold letters, Abel's and Hyman, that's not Bittul Barov, because this is Nishkin Taravis, because that's Nikar Issa. Nikar Issa is Nishkin Taravis. But if all three, the packaging is off, and Lefir Eise Nenu, you can't tell one from the other, so we have a right to apply the rule, Dir Eise Vacher Mahatis. I'll say that with Bittul Barov. Oh, but the nature of that bittul is, the Issa still command Issa, because in theory it could be Mavura. And you know what? I mean, we all believe in Eliyahu. We don't even need Eliyahu for this. In theory, somebody could come and do some what? Do a little bit of, DNA testing on this and tell you, this is the trade one, this is the kosher one. They'll identify the paternity of this salami and they'll tell you the whole story. This is the trade one, this is the kosher one. So it is nitan lehiyamir. Unlikely, but it is nitan lebirur. Not that Eliyahu is not likely, it's very likely, but in Olam Haz, it's not so, right now, Bashir Shom, it's not so shayach to be Mavara, but it is Nita Lebirur. And since in theory it's Nita Lebirur, that indicates to us that the nature of the Bittul is such that the Isser is still, even Bashir Shom, is Kaman to Isser. A Balach Balach, what is Eliyahu going to come and tell us? Give me a Tarev, Balach Balach, Zerubbishela, right? So I just cooked this roa b'shelim ayil, and this stuff is all mixed together, and osmosis, and I don't know what else is happening. I have no idea. Give me some technical, biological, chemical terms. What's happening? Okay, it's oozing. Ham is spreading. Okay, there's just a universal distribution of taste throughout the entire mixture. Whatever, all these things are happening. And Eliyahu is going to come and he's going to say, "Gavaldik brachas." We don't know if we have so many shots to ask you. So what are we going to ask him? What are some of the first things we're going to ask him? I don't know. We're going to ask him, what's the difference of Kaaba Arba Amos of El Metzias? I don't know. We're going to ask him when you have a Tfisa Nachshon HaSofik. I don't know. We're going to have a lot of things to talk to Eliyahu about. Right? He's going to be Heshiv Levavu Sabonim. Everyone's going to be Shalva Vashalva. We're going to know what. It's Gavaldik Murtik. Mashiach's going to come and everything. And then we're going to pose the question. We're going to say to him, Eliyahu Navi, you're Medeinu. Eliyahu Navi. You're a Navi. But the Navi, tell me. I have a chopsum zera b'sheila from Bayashayla left off 2,000 years ago. I have a little zera b'sheila mixed into my ayil. Can you identify the parts? What is the zera? What is the ayil? You know what I was going to say? Ich bin novi, but about my piece I'm not. I mean, I'm about my. This is not novi. This is just the mitzvah that the varm is that it's all mixed together. It's no need to separate it anymore. So you can have all the DNA in the world, all the DNA tests in the world. At the end of the day, it's spread, it is merged, fused to become one irreversible tarevus. That's the breakthrough of the negative. That lach to lach is irreversible, yavish b'yavish is reversible. And that makes all the difference in the world. And therefore, the longest of yavish b'yavish is the Yisur Kaban de'Isa, which results in the Issa de'Raisa of Eim Avatnes and Chatzila. With lach balach, which is irreversible, results in a longus of Kamanda Lesa, which the corollary of Kamanda Lesa is that there's no Issa Deraisa in the Bathalu Yisur, because there's not really Issa once you're Bathalu. That's the thrust. Everyone saw the interview, that's the thrust of the interview. Can somebody challenge the interview on multiple fronts? Do all the facts add up? Are the facts correct? The Yavish B'Yavish is reversible, and Yom Lach Balach is not reversible? Lach Balach is not reversible, really? Who's going to tell me? What? Chayz B'nei. Chayz B'nei, L'chur, is the greatest spirit to this negative Yehuda. What's mean Chayz B'nei? What does Chayz B'nei mean? Chayz B'nei means I have a little bit of chaz here, a little bit of chaz soup, fell into my potato soup. So it's lach balach, it's universal distribution, it's never to be undone. Really, never to be undone? What do you mean never to be undone? What can I do? I can add more chaz in. So if I add more chaz in, and now I went over the top, and now what? Once I'm over the top, it's usher, that's chayz v'neir. There's only one lone rishon on the planet who ever said otherwise. Who was that? The Ravid. But not Messiahis, that's the Heiligen. First of all, the Ravid's on the wrong team in terms of Ein Vatlus L'Chilus. So we're not even trying to help him now. We're trying to help the anti-Ravid people. We're trying to help out the Tais and the Ran. So according to conventional wisdom, Chayz V'Neir is going to undo the Tarevit by Lach B'Lach. So what's the idea? Tell me a story that the reason why Tarevit Lach B'Lach is called the Issa Kamanda Leisa is because the Issa is the bittul is irreversible. It's not true. The bittul is reversible. L'chare, the Nei Yud is a pella. If that's the nekuda that's differentiated between Yavish versus Lach Balach, the facts aren't right. They don't add up in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin that a Tarevis is Chayz V'Neir. He forgot something. He has Chalila. He forgot that all the Rishayim disagrees around him. How is he selling you this point and saying that Lach Balach is irreversible, therefore everything is different? What's the answer, Bessie?
Are we talking about a case where you're adding, the Torah is telling you to add something usher to much? I mean, you're not going to come to be chaz v'neir in the case of Zerah B'Sheva.
No, I'm not saying you're going to. Everything is theoretically. Mm-hmm. Eliyahu HaNavi may not come today. I mean, that's kfirah to say that, but you have to be mechachal b'chom shah, but it may be that Chalil B'Chli may not come today. So it's very possible you're not going to know one iota more about the Yavish Rav than you know about the Lach Balach. But that's totally irrelevant, because the Metzias, what happens in the real world, is completely irrelevant, in case you didn't realize that, okay? So they get that line, Asher Bech V'Purim. It has absolutely, completely irrelevant what's really happening. What really matters is, theoretically, what could happen. Since, theoretically, the nature of Bittul is such that Yavish B'Yavish is reversible and Lach Lach is not reversible, it's that theoretical possibility that is megala to me that the essence of the Bittul is different, and that is what results in the difference being one Einvalis through their eyes and one Derabon. So don't tell me that, oh, but I'm not going to eat Chazer. Guess what? Eliyanovi may not come also. So what's Pshat in this day of Yehuda? Why isn't Chayz ben Neah the ultimate pircha, the ultimate refutation of the Yeshua Tzair?
Yeah,
maybe.
You don't have to maybe just say that. It's not, it's Kaman Talesa, just we don't know exactly where it is, and that's enough for us to be able to say Imbat Talesa.
I could have said that, but then Yehuda made a fuss about the future. His whole thrust, who had the dead inside? Didn't he say about the future?
Yeah.
But that was the whole thrust of the Yehuda. You want to tell me we're not living in the future, we don't care about TJFs, we're in the present right now, nothing had it. Look, poppy about the Jewish future. I care about Mashiach Husham. Okay, good, I can hear Abi's Chilin. But the Rebbe's whole thrust is based on the future. So the future facts are not right.
Well, when Eliyahu comes, he's pointing to the exact thing, it's the same thing that changed. What Chol Zerneh, you're adding something.
So what does that mean? What is Zach telling me? What's Zach telling me? Zach telling me something that's true, but relevant or true, but irrelevant. But it depends what he's saying. I'm not sure what you mean to say. So I'm going to make it sound like it's true, but relevant. What Zach is saying, or should be saying, or will be saying in the future when I tell him what to say, is as follows. Chayz v'nei is not a kasha. You know why? Why is Chayz v'nei a problem? Who remembers that you said how you say this? Why is Chayz v'nei a problem? Who remembers that B'dar Taka? Why is Chayz v'nei a problem? Reuven the Reuven has shown him how Chayz v'nei is a problem. What is that? Who remembers why? So there's a rush. I think we quote the rush. We didn't quote the rush. In the seventh part of Chulin. We didn't quote this rush. We must have quoted the rush. Should have quoted it. If not, we're quoting him now. The rush says, you know what Chayz v'Neir is the problem? What's the rush? Because when you have Chayz v'Neir, you know what that is? Chayz v'Neir is the halakh equivalent of what's the absolute antithesis, the death knell for any Tarevis. What can absolutely destroy a Tarevis, self-destruct a Tarevis, is what? What is the worst thing possible for Hilchos Tarevis? Hilchos Tarevis is living on what premise? Of three words, lo wa, lo nikra iser. If it's nikra iser, it's ois Tarevis. When you have three pieces of salami and they have wrappers on them, two say Abel Zahim and one says boar's head, that's not a Tarevis. I cannot even begin to discuss the parasha of Bittul Barayv, Kol Zman, that it's Nikar, because when it's Nikar, what do I not have, Rabbi say? That is not a what? It's not a Tarevis. A Tarevis, by definition, means all this Arabiyach, it's mixed up. When the Varmani come, they're not mixed with one another. I have three distinct items that are sitting on the table. That's what's on Tarevis. So the entire parish of Tarevis, the entire din of Tarevis was given to Moshe Ben Raisin, and looking those words to Mahatis, is assuming that what? That it's lonely carb. If it's Nikar Hadavar, what's on Tarevis? That's like the ABCs of Tarevis. Of course, some of you who were with us in Masechta Sukkah back a few years ago may remember that there's a big, 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 big cash on the table. It's true. It's Emesla Amitai. The Lishum Sofik, if Nikar Iser is not Tarevis, but there's a huge kasha. In parenthesis, who remembers the huge kasha, the bomb kasha? If every single Bittul Barayv is assuming, every parish of Tarevis is assuming that there's Lo Nikar Iser, what's the bomb kasha? It's so bomb, beyond belief, Sukkot Abayz. Schach is the manifestation of the kasha. That's what we talked about back in Sukkot Abayz. Yeah, what's the source of Bittul Barayv? Anyone remember Reb Chaim? We mentioned it once or twice. How does Bittul Barayv, where did Bittul Barayv come from? The Chumash, what's the answer? Three Dayanim. It's the Bittul of the one Dayan and the two Dayanim. Guess what? What are the Dayanim? Nikarim. Rabbi Ploni screaming Chayev, Rabbi Ploni screaming Chayev, Rabbi Ploni screaming Potter. It's a Nikar answer. How can Bittul Barov, the whole source of Bittul Barov, emanates from what? From Dayanim. Dayanim Guf is Nikar. That's a huge kasha. Not today's kasha. Who remembers the answer to that kasha, just as an aside? Extra credit for something, I'm not sure what. Who remembers? Who was with us back in those days? Oh, you were back. Weren't you the Shir system? Oh, this. Okay. Yeah. You broke your Shir system privileges retroactively. Yeah. What? No. But you can only give characteristics. That was giving versus taking. That's the only Yontif Shal about Bishop Barov by Hefter. That was part of that days also. But that's not the issue.
The Tarumiz was their Das?
No, that was your Chaim part, why Dayanim is also a Din of Azliya Basarubim besides Tarumiz. But there's a Tarumiz Shabai. No one remembers what we said. No one remembers. You were around those days, no. But the Roman, you must have been around those days. Stall to you have a show around those days. This is all an aside, please, this parenthesis. Don't get mixed up. It's still in the news back in Prague. But just as an aside, in case you can't go to sleep, I don't want guys to be able, not be able to sleep tonight. So the reason why Dayanim doesn't bother me is because why do you need, why is Nikar such a death note in Ochos Tarezus?
It's not
a unit. That was the key word. You go back to your notes. It's not a unit. Okay? I knew I saw your key there. It's a elephant. Unit. Unit is the key word. I have a gewaldige chiddush here. Unbelievable chiddush here. Right? Okay? This is my chiddush. Reb Chaim said that Bittul Barov is whenever you have a rov and a miut, so the miut gets the characteristics of the rov, right? That's what Chaim's whole thrust of Bittul Barov. And he said, Moshe Mo David Daimer, we also have another type of halacha where miut takes on characteristics of rov. What was that? Rubo Kakulo. Remember that, Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim said the same breath, when I shech the simen, I don't have to shech the whole simen, I have to shech rov a simen. But the din is you have to shech the whole simen. What's the answer? Halacha we're seeing is you have to shech the simen. So this simen makes the whole simen. Alawat, there's a din of Acharam Mahatos that tells me when you have a rov and a miut, so the miut takes on the characteristics of the rov. And therefore, when you shech the rov simen, it's kili you shech the whole simen. How do you know that? Dayanim. Just as the one dayan takes on the characteristics of the two dayanim, that's Rubu Kukulo. So I have a gevald kechidish. Look at this chidish. Laugh me out of here in this chidish. Right? I shechted two different animals. Okay? One animal I shechted the entire simen on, and the other animal I shechted 49% of the simen. Okay? So, the rove is, I shechted what? Out of the two, make leave the birds, I don't need two simen. I don't want to get you mixed up with the math, it's too complicated for us, math, not math, okay? So you only have to shech one simen per bird, all right? So I shechted on one bird, I shechted 100%, the other bird I shechted 49%. So if you think about it, out of the two simonim, I'm really supposed to shech 200%. I shechted 149%, so I shechted rov. So what's the problem? Rubik Kula, why not? What's the problem? Why is that a joke of a kasha? If you would ask the child to throw it right out of his fish, what kind of shah is that? Why is that so silly? Sometimes you have to formulate why things are silly in order to understand them. What's wrong with that, Marshall? Rov means when you have a unit. So then, if most of the unit, X was accomplished, so even though there's a miut of the unit that doesn't have the characteristics of X, it's going to be swallowed up by the characteristics of X. But you can only begin to apply miut being bottled to the rov, or miut taking on the characteristics of the rov, when they're one unit together. First, make the unit. How do you know something is a unit? So usually it's pretty obvious. One bird is a unit. Two birds are not. They may be cousins, but they're not a halachic unit together. They're two different birds, two different sets of simonim. That's like Milson the Peshitta Adloid. Is a taroves of a couple of pieces of meat called one unit or multiple units? What do you think? Very, very tricky. What do you think it depends on? What's the answer? If it's Nikol Ayin, then each one is separate and independent from one another. That's not one unit, that's multiple units. And therefore, when it's Nikol Ayin, it's not Shach to apply Bittul. Because you don't have a unit. That's like as silly as applying a rove of one bird to another bird. But when it's lo mikol ha'ayin, each one lost its own recognizability, whatever that word is. So then what do we have a right to say? When it's lo mikol ha'ayin? Then what? Then it's a lot to be one unit. Then it merges to become one. It's just it's a pile of meat that's all together. It's all one big happy family of meat. It's a pile of meat. It's a pot of meat. It's a basket of meat. It's a box of meat. Each one is not identifiable on its own. So only b'chiyah gavra becomes one unit. So the void of nikar, it's not that nikar is the death knell for bittul b'rov. It's not that nikar per se undermines taroides. What does nikar undermine? Nikar undermines the ability to say that it's one unit. Nikar forces you to describe it as being two separate units. Remember that you said from Sukkah? If that's the case, there can be an exception to the rule of nikar. What's the exception to the rule? What if I know that it's a unit? I already am privy to the fact that for halachic reasons it's a unit. If it's a unit, so then guess what? If I already know objectively this is a halachic unit, even though it's nikar, nikar is lamalamayri. Nikar is not a poisel to tarevis. Nikar is not a mevatel as a pitbull. Nikar is a way, is a measuring rod, it's a barometer to determine is this one unit or not. But if I know for a fact that it's one unit, I don't need to measure its unitness so that it can be nikar for today or tomorrow. And therefore, give me an example of a halachic unit. Beis Din is a halachic unit. And therefore, since Beis Din has multiple people in it, but halachically they're one unit called the Maisa Beis Din, they're Beis Din sitting together, even though they are nikar, the nikaros of Beis Din is command below nikar dami. And therefore we can extrapolate pieces of meat from Beis Din, even though physically the Beis Din is nikar, physically the meat is not nikar, it doesn't matter how logically they're both considered to be a taroides, because the fact that something is physically nikar is lomal of the merit. Physical nikarness is only significant in determining whether something is one or two units, but if I know mitchima that's one unit, then it's b'chal not a problem. But for sure, it's nikar tehil, it's taroides, it's nikar b'ro. So as strange as this may sound, according to Reb Chaim, the entire source of bittul b'roiv, of yerdeya, which is absolutely chayv lo yavo, requires to be lo nikar ha'isar, is derived from a case of what? Of nikar. And that's okay. That doesn't bother me, because what's nikar and Beis Din doesn't undo the taroides, because it's objectively one unit. Now, who remembers, besides Ellie, why do we talk about this in Sukkot HaBeis? This is the first day of Shir in Sukkot HaBeis. Rashi had a startling statement. Rashi said, when you have a Sukkah that has more Avir than Schach, there's very, very little Schach there. So you know what Rashi says? The Sukkah is possible. Why does Mishnah say it's possible? What does Rashi say? Because the Schach is Bottle Barov. It's Commando Leisa Domi. So it's, you have no Schach. The Schach takes on the characteristics of air, and therefore it's Bottle. So what was that bomb kasha? Opening day shir in Sukkah 3 years ago. What was that kasha? How's this chach bottle? It's what? Nikar. It's nikol yai. What do you mean it's bottle? How could that be nikol? How could it be bottle? What's the answer? Every sukkah is made up of two components. It's made up of schach and air. So schach and air by definition are unit. Every sukkah is made up of schach and air. So that's like Beis Din. Sukkah is a closer mashal to Beis Din than it is to your day of pieces of meat. And therefore, even though physically it's nikar, halachli, that doesn't bother me. And therefore, it's subject to dinner a bit. And therefore, Rash could say, that the schach is bottle, even though it's nikar. That was the brash we said in the Beis, right? Anyone remember this? Who liked this proud in the Beis in Sukkah? Who remembers? Who did I tell it over to? I told it over to my husband. Remember I told you? I told him to tell Rosh Hashiva. He liked this question. He was masking too, what he said. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Good. So, by the way, this was all on the side. This wasn't our topic for today. Back to our story. So, we're still working on this Ned Buda. We're working very, very hard on this one Nikud Ned Buda. We haven't even got past the ABCs of Ned Buda. One Nikud Ned Buda was.
It's gone.
Okay. Discarded. Okay. Three markers, one is Batul Barov. Okay, so the Ned Buda's breakthrough was that Yavesh is, what was the word? It is reversible. Sorry? How do you spell reversible?
Yeah.
Okay, Lach is irreversible. Can't be. So we had a kasha. What do you mean lach is irreversible? What? You have what? Chayze ben Eyer, gevalt geshrigin. Chayze ben Eyer. What's the answer? No? So Zach, with a little bit of help, tells us the following you say. The ta'arevis of lach balach is not reversible. There's no way to undo the bittul. Once the bittul's there, you can't remove the bittul. What can you do? Chayze ben Eyer is not anti-bittul. What Chayze ben Eyer does is, it removes the very what? It removes the very shame ta'arevis by introducing to us a new type of nikar. Nikar is not just according to Lefira Isa Ayin, but what is Nikar Lefira Osawat? Not Lefiatam even, because it could be even by Ibn Bimina. What is another way of understanding Nikar? Zok the Rush. Nikar is accomplished on the blackboard with numbers. If you now know that you have more Isserin than Heter, even though there's no Tank, it's all Ibn Bimina, that's also called Nikar Isser. Nikar Isser is not just Lefira Isa Ayin. It's Nikar Lefira Meath. Nikar lefi the numbers on the board, lefi the statistical, the ratio of Issa to Heter, that creates Nikar. Once it's created Nikar, memela, you have to aser it, not because the bitl was reversible. Bitl is irreversible. There's no way to be mevatel a bitl of lach balach. It's an irreversible bitl. What you can do is, you can end up in the same place by asering the taraivis. Why? By declaring that the grounds that you originally created are no longer present, and now you have Nikar Isamid, you don't have a Taravis. But that's not a bitl of bitl. Catch that line. You can't be Mavakal bitl of Lach Bayach. What you can do is you can rename the Taravis and say, hey, this is a different kind of a mixture, which is taken out of Taravis because it's Nikar Isar, because of all the lumbus that we said. It's not a unit, 1 unit, 2 units, 15 units, and the Mela bitl is not going to be Chal Mikan Lahaba, but that's not bitl ha bitl. What's the problem with that? That sounds like a very, very fancy way. What's the problem? But isn't that exactly what's happening with who? With what? You understand this lumbus that we just pulled off, the stunt to defend the Nevi Yehuda? That the reason why Lach Balach is called irreversible is because Nikra Isser is not called reversible. Nikra Isser is a new name. Nikar Isser is another way of saying that you don't have a Taravis anymore. It's not an irreversible, it's not a Mavatla Bitl, it's an underbody of Taravis. What's the problem, Rabbi Yosai? What are we just guilty of? If that's counted in Yehuda, then what don't we understand? Okay, we're trying, I'm going to say every line of Yehuda, every word in Yehuda, you have to understand these Hagdaras properly. If that's the way to salvage the Nevi Yehuda from the Kasha Chayz of Neir, so what Kasha do we have now?
There's no difference
in Eliyahu Novi. Yeah, that's exactly what happened to Eliyahu Novi. Eliyahu Novi is also a Nikra Isser. That's exactly what Eliyahu Novi just did. He just came in and told you that this is the chazah, this is the kosher food. This is the Nevela, this is the Abel Hyman, this is the board set. Either no labels, that's why he's a Novi. You're not a Novi, but he's a Novi. So there are multiple ways of creating Nikra Isser. You can either create Nikra Isser through sight. The Rashba, the Chiddush and Tom Kikar, how can you create Nikra Isser through what? Through taste. The Rosh had a chiddush, you can create Nikar Isser through statistics on the blackboard. And there's a fourth way, through Nevuah. But at the end of the day, it's the same undermining the bittul. So the Nevuah is back to exactly what we started with. The sky to be, tell me, bottom line, is declaring Nikar Isser through whatever magic tricks are up your sleeve. Whether you want to do a Derech Nevuah, whether you want to do a Derech Math, whether you're a Navi, whether you're a mathematician, I don't care what you are, but if what you're doing is undermining the Taravis itself and creating a halachic category called Nikar Isser, which is in effect undermining the Taravis, is that reversible or is that not reversible? So I'm back to square one, I don't understand. I thought I had a Gevaldik Abir in the Nevi Yehuda. I thought that the answer was that Chayz ben Eyer is not a Kasha because that's a Nikar Isser, that's an undermining Taravis, but in Cain, that's exactly what's happening with the Erech Nevuah as well. So at the end of the day, I don't know the answer to this. I don't know why the Rebbe is ignoring Chayz ben Eyer.
I would argue that they're distinguishable, the two cases. When Eliyahu comes, it's the same mixture. Chayz ben Eyer, you're adding something and creating a new mixture.
But the whole lumdus of Chayz ben Eyer is the fact that it's called Nikar Isser.
But
So you're saying a different boy. You're saying probably closer to what Zach was saying, not what I'm saying. You're saying that there's still a difference between the two. That the reason why Chayz V'Neir is Aser, and why Chayz V'Neir, you're right, Chayz V'Neir is built on Nikar Iser, but since in order for Chayz V'Neir to kick in, you have to change the mechanic, have to change the facts on the ground, there's no way to be mocked at this Tarabis. The reason, there's no way to ask for this Tarabis. You can ask for a different Tarabis. You can change Tarabis number one into Tarabis number two. So that's called irreversible. This heter is irreversible. You may develop a new Tarabis on the ground. You're patenting a whole new Tarabis. That's the one. That's what Zach is going to say, right? That's better than what I said. I like that. Okay. You guys are good. Yeah. Okay. So that would be a limud chos for the Nebuda. That the Nebuda was not going down the Nikar Isser route. He was going down the only way to undo a Tarevis, Alach Alach, is to change the facts and to make it into a new Tarevis. Whereas by Yavish B'Yavish, all you have to get is receive information, but the facts are the same, so the same Hainach, the same is blank, the same Tarevis, has now become reversed. Okay, Achmaski. Good. Okay, good. Good, good, good. Yeah.
Once you add to your Lachla and Tarevis, something awesome. And you create this new Aser Tarovis.
Yeah.
Then, if the whole point is that you want to create a Tarovis, you just add more mutter. You add more heter.
No, we have a Tarovis that's mutter. And we're trying to know, is that a reversible heter or an irreversible heter? If it's reversible heter, then it's command aleisa, and therefore it's mutter levatlas lechachila. If it's reversible, that's a problem. So don't you're going to mix this up, going in the wrong direction. Keep it in the same direction. We're mixed up as it is. Okay, so we can breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief if this need to be heard, right? A little bit. A mash, a teep, a minayam, this need to be, we have a little bit of a sigh of relief. I'm still not so sure about this. Because remember, what was the real breakthrough that I did? Why does reversal, irreversal make a difference? Is that the seed, was that the simon? The fact that something is reversible, therefore, it's also a basmus of chachila. I don't see the therefore. Because something is not reversible, therefore it's a basmus of, what's the therefore? What's the answer? This is not a siba sadover. This is a what? There's a simon to what? What's the real therefore? What's the real engine that's driving the therefore? Is the iser kiwa? Kiman diiser, kiman leisa. That's what really matters. So the Rebbe was using a way to gauge, is something kiman diiser, kiman leisa, using that marshal of future, versus reversible versus not reversible. So if it's reversible, thus is a raya that the Isra is probably still command the Isa. If it's not reversible, that's a raya that the Isra is probably command the Isa. And that nekuda of Isa command the Isa is the ultimate therefore why it's muta rasa of Allah's al khimah derives. So that's the one. Everyone saw the Nebbi inside. It's clear that was the command of the Nebbi, right? Everyone saw that? No, who has the Nebbi inside? Who's got the Nebbi? You got a quote from the Nebbi. So we've got here. This. Let me do this in prop. I need to go. Where do I get the next one? Over the Isura Oimev. Okay. So if the Ross is really Issa versus Issa Kamad, Issa Kamad Alesa, forget the Medvid for a second. Just answer this one question to me. If a Tarabis is Yavish B'Yavish, you believe in Aviram Matos. Everyone believes. Everyone believes in Rukhai. Everyone believes Deraisa, Chabitre, Botel, Gemara's Gittin, Nafim Gemara, everyone's buying, right? Forget this whole shit. Just answer one question. Okay? When I'm sitting down at the table and I have three pieces of meat, two kosher, one nevela, and the psak was just giving me the rice, the chabitre bottle. Is that command Issa, command Leisa? Is the Issa still here or not? Give me the litmus test. What's the ultimate litmus test, whether the yis is here or not?
Can I eat all three?
If you're going to tell me that I can eat all three, so what are you really saying? Bittul Barov is? You're saying it's command list. The yis is not here anymore. You may even want to invoke a phrase that the Rosh coined. Isser, nevach lios hater. Anyone know the exact opposite of that? Give me a klal in Chulin that's the exact antithesis of Isser nevach lios hater. Rabbi Tam's chetik anas level is hater nevach lios isser. Just testing, okay? So, Isser, not relevant for this. Isser nevach lios hater is the Rosh's coined phrase to describe Bittul Barov. And therefore, the Rosh writes, it's nirla loymar, it's a milsa de pshita. You can take all three pieces of meat and make a triple decker sandwich. Minatara and midrabum. There's nothing wrong. The Rosh would serve it for lunch today. Three pieces of meat. I know for a fact one of them emanated from a piece of nevela. Completely and totally irrelevant where it emanated from, because al zen nema batoyrach iram hatos is in a pachyosa. That's the Rosh's famous sheet of seven pechukun. The halacha lemaisa, the Rosh says it, not just in theory. And it's maybe pasti, and do pasti, maybe we do, maybe we don't, but the Rosh says it. So according to the Rosh, that Yavish B'Yavish is the ultimate heter. So what is reversibility? Mali reversibility. Mach patni, you know, is going to come and tell me what. But right, but it's heter gomer right now. I'm eating it for lunch now. It's a dovra mutter right now. So you're going to tell me that it's also the vatla and the chachila. Very hard to understand that. The Nebihuda Shtikl Torah is more in sync with what? What does the Nebihuda almost sound like he's saying? That Yavish B'Yavish is what? It's not so ayayay glat l'mahazim. It's not so posh that it's really mutter. And the Yisr is here, and therefore, if I want to risk eating one, that's okay. I want to risk eating two, that's also okay. But I can't eat all three, because by eating all three, if you don't believe it is an epach lios heter, then you're eating a davar osur. So you want to play the game and gamble, at the, you know, play the odds to eat one or two maybe, but to eat all three is out of the question. So then Yehuda would make a lot more sense if you would subscribe to that shita. Now there is a Rishon that does subscribe to that shita. Anyone know who that is? Who that shita is? The very very famous shita in Rishon who says that. Who says that idea that Taki not let eat all three even in the Torah? Anyone know who that is? Who will look on Basra with us? It's a Tosfos Rid in Cheskes Avatim, okay? Of all places. It's a Tosfos Rid in the beginning of Cheskes Avatim, the Flamen Aleph, but the Tosfos Rid holds that. If you eat all three, let's say you have two pieces of Shuman, one piece of Chayav, you eat all three, Chayav Karis. Chayav Karis, he says. Because there is no such thing called Isser Nepach Lios Hetra. Tosfos Rid did not buy into Reb Chaim Shuman Torah, to say the least. There's no such thing as Isser Nepach Lios Hetra. This doesn't exist. So that's very, very much in secret the Nebuda, but that the last place you want to put the Nebuda is there, because that's the Das Yachat. Das Yachat is not conventionalism. Conventionalism is the Rush. So everybody say, when all the dust settles in this Nebuda, again, Mi Anachnu Tachas, the Amashu, a Tipa of the Nebuda is godless, but his convincing Rayas that this is this way, and this is the other way, and this is the answer to the Rishonim, is very, very, very controversial. Every line of it is very controversial. It's a 4 or 5 lines in this tshuva. Everyone read this tshuva? When you read a Zab Reitel like this, what does he write? Does he write? Nearly Lema what? How does he call it himself? He himself writes. That's what? How's the introduction to the paragraph? And the Omer Dava Chodesh, right? Doesn't he say that? I'm saying something new. The Nedvi Huda, again, Chiddush for Nedvi Huda, you have to analyze it 1,000 times over and see. Is everything that he's assuming in his godless of Torah, is everything I started, is every single thing really, really, really muchach? Is the Yavish B'Yavish Lach B'Lach reversibility not? Are the facts right about reversibility not reversibility? Is reversibility really indicate anything? Is it really true that one is commandis, so man's commandis? According to the Rosh, it's probably not true. So the Yehuda is very, very shaky. He said it's the godless of Yehuda, but again, Torah Lam Nitzorich, you have to analyze, take apart every piece of the Yehuda. And then almost like as an afterthought, it's almost like the Nebuchadnezzar sense that someone's going to shepherd him in 20 years from now. And he throws in something else for good luck.
The Noda Behuda is, like, you could be agreeing with the Rosh. The Nakuda is more that the Noda Behuda cares about the future. That in the future.
But the problem is that we're saying future is not really matter. But future is a more of a simon than a siba.
What can I say that the Noda Behuda said, like, yeah, right now it's quite less of the fact that in the future.
So that's the question, is the fact that it's going to be the future, why does that make such a difference now?
Yeah, like that's.
So he has a funny Rosh that he says that since in the future it's going to be usher, it'll be Nikr, and right now it is Nikr. But I'm not eating it now. I'm being Rosh with it now. So I didn't understand that line than I do, though. Right? You saw that line? If in the future it's a Nikr, so right now it's a Nikr. That's nice, but I'm not eating it now. So I don't know. Yet, my chisaron, I don't quite have crystal clear than I do this chesbonus. But it's almost like the Nikr himself is almost like anticipating problems. And he threw in another line as an afterthought. You want to see the afterthought? What's the afterthought of the Nikr? After his main thrust is Yavish versus Lach, and then he throws in something else for good luck. What was that? Ubiprat, the what? Who's going to read here? Ubiprat, that the sugya is Rabbi Sheila, is what? There's more than Shishim, or 100, or 1,000,000, whatever there is. Yeah, bit was Shishim. Ah, bit was Shishim. The game's over. What did the Levita just say in that one liner? One line. What's up? Did they do? What's in behind? Did they do this godless in that one line? He anticipates that someone's going to chepper him on the lach b'lach yavish b'yavish chiluk, and someone's going to come forward in 200 years and say, no, you know what? If yavish b'yavish is command isa, then lach b'lach may be command isa also. If you're invoking bittul baro for lach b'lach, but if your numbers are already so high that you have shishim. That's a different kind of a bittul. A bittul b'shishim, that is for sure a what? That's leis man depolig. That's a what? It's a command to leis adami. So unlike in this first view, in the main thrust, the first paragraph of the Yehuda, he was being mechad within Yavish versus Lach, he's changing the tune on you now. He's saying, no. Even within the world of Lach, yesh l'chalik. If all you have is 51% of kosher chicken soup to 49% trefa chicken soup, that could be, even though it's not reversible, no one's going to have it, it could be, yesh the baldin lach, like Velaima says in the Nebuda, that's called Issa command to Issa. Because all you have is rave. But if you have already shishim, then that's a different parasha, that's a different pasuk, that's Rabbi Sheila, it's a whole chagad, a whole new story. And that Issa is command to leis l'chulei amo. So once you hike up the numbers, life is better. And life has changed. So Muda veers off this lach lach l'yavish chiluk. Right? By introducing this new factor, he's backpedaling a little bit, yesh the baldin lach like on his chiluk, which he probably sensed that we would have tainas against, we would have kashas against this chiluk. So he's making things better for his chiluk by invoking a different model now, a different true but relevant, whether the numbers are merely right or the numbers are even shishim. Now, before I explain to you what the Nebuchadnezzar had in mind, I'm going to ask you a funny kasha. How many birds are there in the world? More than shishim? Okay. So why are the birds shishim? The Nebuchadnezzar just said that when you're invoking the parsha of Rav, like in the case of the birds, Nebuch, you're invoking the parsha of Rav. What do we say? So if the only het that you're using is Rav, so Nebuch, he's stuck with Isser, command to Issa. Because that's the nature of Rav. But if you read this Rav Bishela story, when you have Shishim, so then Isser, command the Leisa. So what's an example of Rav? That's the birds. What's an example of Shishim? It's Rav Bishela. Right, everyone saw that? That's it. Therefore, the Bishayim who says Rav Bishela is not an Issa deraisa about Lashkachila, can still live with the Gemara of Amatel Shachat HaKol. There are an awful lot more birds to the one strafe of bird out there than there is aisle to the zro, no matter how many bones or no bones it has. What did I do to name with that line? Anyone thought about that problem? Who was bothered with that kasha? That was the first thing that struck me. Who saw the line that I argued about shishim? Everyone saw that line? That prat, the last line of the prat that the shishim here. So once you saw that line, who here thought of this kasha? I'll tell you why I didn't think it was kasha. Because it's not a correct kasha. What do we mean by that? What's wrong with this kasha? There's something fundamentally flawed in this kasha. I couldn't care less whether there are 10 trillion birds in the world. The bittul of the one treif bird and those 10 trillion birds has absolutely nothing to do with bittul b'shishim. It is not rooted in Zerah b'sheila, ki hu zeh. The number shishim only was given to us in what kind of a context? When what? When it's lachlach, when they're spreading. Now, whether shisha was given by mimbamina, by mimbishena mina, the chasam sofer is right, is wrong, that was early in the week's year. Last week's year. But when you have 10 billion kosher birds and one trace of bird, show me the pasuk that's matir. If you would ever tell me, if I would say to you, Rabbi, what's the source that I can eat the bird? And you would say, well, you know why? Because it's more than 60 of kosher birds. I say, that is the most silliest thing I've ever heard. That's not bittul b'shishim. That's bittul b'roiv. Just the number's a little bit higher. There is absolutely no difference conceptually whether you have 2 to 1 or you have 10 trillion to 1. Both are following the parashat Vayechareim Lahatis. It's just a quantitative difference, not a qualitative difference. When you want to invoke a qualitatively different type of bittul, called bittul of shishim, that is presupposing that there's a taroves. I don't want to say tam, because it may be mibimino also, but it's got to be alach balach. If there's no intermixture between them, that is not Zerah b'sheila, that is not bittul b'shishim. Everyone chop that? That's what you didn't ask the kasha, because you guys realized that right away, that it would have been a silly kasha. But I wasn't there yet. I thought of the kasha, and then I gave the teretz. Let's get back to what we're saying, Rabbi Seinu. So what's the Nebuchadnezzar saying in this prop, in this last paragraph of the Nebuchadnezzar? He's throwing out the possibility. Everything he said up to now is incorrect. Reversibility, irreversibility is not really the point. The real Nekuda is Shisha versus Rav. And by Rav, we have a right to say, Issus Kaman Issa. By Shisha, Issus Kaman Issa. No? Who's going to comment on this Nebuchadnezzar here? I'll ask you one question. If you get it right, then you chapt. If you didn't, you didn't chapt. Which great Acharon is going to read this line to Nebuchadnezzar? The Suprata Nebuchadnezzar, and say, absolutely incorrect. Just give me the name of a sefer, two words to the name. If you get it right, then you chapt the whole sefer. And the sugya before us. And the sugya before that. You know, if you'd have just pulled off a very, 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 you know, swift hand on us, that Rove falls short. It only creates Issa Kamandisa. But Shishim, that changes the world. And by changing the world, it's a command of Leisa, and that creates a hetel of Atle Yisur Mechachila with the Raisa. This is a din de Raisa, this chilek between Bittul Beroiv does X, Bittul B'Shishim does much, 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 much more. Qualitatively different. Give me a name and Acharon. Who would disagree with this day of Yehuda? Pem Mole would disagree with this day of Yehuda. Give you a hint. It has something to do with milk, but not pasul chol. I give you another hint. I stuck my hand out. Who remembers the milk of the Ben Pekua that stuck its hand out? Remember that milk back from weeks gone by? Who remembers the kasha? The Gedol Acharonim said, the Bach, the Taz, all the Acharonim said, in theory, we could apply the principle of what? A bittul b'shishim. Remember? Right? Remember the milk with the Adavim? A bittul b'shishim. What was the famous kasha? Everybody jumped on those Acharonim. Mishlo Melech, Etzarchi, and Gondo. It's against the who? What was it against? How could you have bittul on the milk? It's a what? What was it, Rabbi Say? What was the problem with the bittul on the milk? Think of spit. But say it out. Say it out. It's Balaam Taravis. Remember the Mordechai? Everyone remember the Mordechai? Kasha? Remember the spit and the blood? It's Balaam Taravis. It can't be. How can you have bittul on the milk? Tzorchi and Godel. What was the answer? And who gave the answer? The Nebi Huda. Thank you. What did Nebi Huda say? Now, it's up to Nebi Huda. Bittul b'roiv doesn't work when it's bal olam taravis. But what does work? Bittul b'shishim works. Bittul Mishishim works when Bittul Barov fails us. That was the breakthrough of the Nativ Yudah. There was a great Acharon who said that can't be. Who was a great Acharon? The what? The Yad Ephraim. The Yad Ephraim says, what? There's no such thing called Bittul Mishishim. Bittul Mishishim is not a Bittul. What is Bittul Mishishim of the Yad Ephraim? No. Bittul Mishishim means after you were Mavatal based on Rov, you still have to reckon with the Tam. What does Bittul Mishishim do? Bittul Mishishim tells you, by the way, there's no Tam. That's all Bittul Mishishim can do. Nothing more and nothing less. That is Hakol Mikol called the Koch Bittul Mishishim. No more and no less. If it can't pass the muster, can't pass the test of Bittul Barov, if Rov fails us for whatever reason, I don't care why, if Rov fails us, Bittul Mishishim is not going to save the day. That was the Yad Ephraim's kasha. And what do we say, Pshat in the Neid Yehuda? Muchach, what did Neid Yehuda hold? Bittul Mishishim is a what? Now you can bring back some sofer to the table. Bittul Mishishim is another kind of a what? Of a shear, remember? And we thought that machlokes, the Yad Ephraim was machlokes, who and who on the page? Rashi Taisus, on our page. Remember that? Didn't we talk about this last week, 2 weeks ago, sometime, right? Rabbi Isai, it is not a great surprise that the Nedi Behuda was willing to put the line this tshuva over prat that you have shishim. Because within this line, the Nedi Behuda is conjuring up the same image that he said earlier on to be malamit chos and these achorim against the kasha for the Mordechai. The Nedi Behuda had a mindset about shishim. His mindset about shishim was shishim lives on its own merits. Shishim is a sheer bittul. It's a new bittul ha'amuf ha'tayra derived from Rabbi Sheila. It is not merely a deflection of tam. It is a sheer bittul, and therefore it can accomplish things that Rov fails. Rov fails in two ways that Shishim saves the day. Rov fails when it's Balaam Tarogas, the Shtek and Mordechai. Shishim comes to the rescue. Rov fails because all Rov can do is what? Rov is great, but all it can do is what? It can leave you hanging with an Issa what? Commander Lace. What's going to come riding into the sunset to the rescue? What? Shishim's going to come and save the day and say, if you have me, then you Issa Commander Leisa. And if you have Issa Commander Leisa, then what's the result? Minatara, you're allowed to be involved in the Slochan Chila. Only the Neid Yudah could have said this line of a prophet in this tshuva. Nobody else. The Yad Ephraim never would have said such a thing. Because the Yad Ephraim would say, once Rove can't do the trick, Shishim is the last thing you're going to pull out of your arsenal because it doesn't exist. Shishim is a great way to deflect Tom, but it's no more than that. So if you ultimately believe that Rove doesn't do the trick, and Rove is Issa commander, is the Issa's commander, Issa, Haraya, Lohamatar Shachat Akola, there's an Issa derais of Atlas Lachavila, you cannot turn around and say that Rove Shail is any better. Shishim is not going to cover you when Rove fails you. So the Nebi Hudu put in that line of a prat was the Nebi Hudu Shitasa from the last year. Have you heard that? Okay, so Rabbi Isai, where are we? I have no idea. We're 10 minutes late wherever we're supposed to be, okay? So Rabbi Isai, Hayoisim and Advarim is, we have a Machlekes of Rishonim, the famous Machlekes of Rishonim, where they involve the Derais of the Rabbanim. No shal about that, with the Sugar of Rabbi Sheila. We have a Gemara Kedushin al Amrta al Shach Takala, which seemed to point in the direction that there's some Mr. Derais involved in Bitlis Lachat Chila. The Nebuta came to the rescue, and his rescue was one of two ways, either Yavish Yavish Lach Palach, or Shisha versus Rov. Both sides of his rescue have what to be analyzed. We're basically just trying to analyze the pros and cons of the Yehuda's rescue attempt for these Rishayim. Rabbi Say, we started the sugya. I'm not even sure we're rolling with the sugya yet. I still think we're the mute part of the sugya. We got a lot more to do. Hopefully, tomorrow we'll pick up about going back to the Rishayim and seeing does any Rishayim subscribe to this different than the Yehuda or not? What time is it? Mincha, more time for you?